And thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. I am joined in the studio by Wesley Warnhoff, Assistant Teaching Professor of Clarinet here at the University of Missouri School of Music. Wes, nice to have you here. Nice to meet you.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Great to meet you too.
So coming up on the 15th, a grim day for all of us.
We're trying to lighten the mood on the 15th.
On Monday, April the 15th, at 7:30 p.m., you've got a faculty recital up at the Whitmore.
That's right. That's right.
Excellent. Well, tell us about what we can expect to see at this show and why you picked the songs that you chose.
Great. So I'm really excited about this program. It's entirely a duo recital with my good friend and colleague, Natalia Bolshakova. The first half is an American first half. Kind of wartime music. The first piece is Leonard Bernstein's Sonata for Clarinet and Piano. And the second piece is Aaron Copland's Violin Sonata that he actually reworked for the clarinet.
Okay, very cool. And then got at least a British-y second half, it looks like.
Yeah, European second half, European. Yeah. So to start the second half, we'll be playing the Vaughan Williams Six Studies in English Folk Song. And this was originally for cello. So we're doing a lot, cello and piano, so we're doing a lot of stealing on this recital, at least for the Copland and
borrowing.
The borrowing. Borrowing, yes. Well, I'm not giving it back, but the Vaughan Williams and the Copland are not originally for clarinet. And then we're finishing with Carl Maria von Weber's exquisite Grand Duo Concertante, which is just a whirlwind and showcases Natalia and a little clarinet as well.
Well, that's exciting. This is a good set. Now, you told me when you came in that this was kind of a throwback for you. You normally work with newer material, like living composers, things of that nature. Why did you choose to go back and do the Bernstein and the Copland and the Vaughan Williams?
I think... Well, largely it was because I felt like I was teaching these pieces a lot and working with my students and felt like I needed to play it for them on some level. You know, you're right. I think my first two recitals, this is my third recital here at Mizzou, and they've been new music and new commissions and world premieres. And I felt like I wanted to go back and play music and revisit music that I had already played. And so I studied the Bernstein when I was no older than my students are now. And the Grand Duo, same sort of story. And the Vaughan Williams as well. The Copland is the only piece that I have never performed before. So I'm really looking forward to that. But a much more traditional recital program, if you will. And I think mostly for my students and for me to get back to kind of fundamental playing and to remember what it's like to sing through the instrument. That's why I'm doing the Vaughan Williams folk songs. It's not technically the most challenging work, but to really get a beautiful sound and to really work on being expressive and vocal through the instrument is something that I've been focused on a lot lately.
Very cool. Feel good to get back into that kind of playing then?
Yeah, and then of course with Weber, it's just good to make your fingers move. and of course the Copland is the same. I think you'll hear a lot of similarities between the first three pieces. You know, very lyrical playing, some larger interval content, very, very vocal in style. And I think that's what those pieces are really going for. And the Weber is very operatic and wonderful and flashy and, you know, just something great to end tax day with.
Yeah. Well, this looks like a great set. And again, this is tax day, Monday, April 15th. Get out there and do something fun instead of look at numbers and, you know, bad news. At 7:30 at the Whitmore Recital Hall, Wesley Warnhoff and, of course, Natalia Bolshakova as well. Wonderful pianist here at the University of Missouri, joining Wesley Warnhoff for this faculty recital. And again, this is 7:30 at the Whitmore on Monday. Thanks so much for coming out, Wes. Really good to meet you and really good to talk to you.
Great to meet you, too. I hope to see everybody there.
Yeah.